Now, global alignment and competitiveness. Global alignment and competitiveness. India's foreign trade policy, as I said, is consciously aligned with the international trade standard, and it enhances the nation's global competitiveness, which ensures the compliance and multilateral obligations. FTP reflects the shift from protectionist approach and incentives towards the facilitative and the rule-based framework. Under this, they will protect the interest of the domestic producers. That is the protectionist approach. And incentive will be given to them so as to produce more rather than importing. So the importers have the protection from under this policy. So rule-based framework designed to integrate the Indian trade more effectively with the global market. WTO compliant export framework. Under this, there are two schemes in policy are facilitated. One is RODTEP, that is remission of the duties and taxes on export product, and remission of SCLT and for the textile and apparel sectors. These schemes ensures that the Indian exporter receive a fair cost compensation without violating the international trade norms. Next one will be encouragement of INR-based trade. Very deeply under separate chapter, this about the settlement of international trade finance in Indian rupees we have seen. From the policy perspective, as it is outcome of the policy, it supports the Reserve Bank of India initiative to enable that international trade settlement in Indian rupees. This aligns India with other major economies working to localize the trade currencies and reduce the forex dependency on other countries or other currencies. Now, promotion of e-commerce and digital trade. India has prioritized cross-border e-commerce by proposing a dedicated export hub. It has simplified the regulatory norms and digital fulfillment process. This initiative of e-commerce digital trade align with the global trade and WTO discussion on digital trade facilitation and market access for small enterprises. Next one will be adoption of the global trade facilitation practice. That is, efforts to simplify the trade procedure, such as faceless customs assessment, ICEGS integration, and the paperless licensing through the DGFT portal. This mirrors the global best practices outlined by the World Trade Organization Trade Facilitation Agreement and OECD in trade indicators. Then competitiveness through the district level export. By providing the district as an export hub, the policy aligns with global emphasis on inclusive trade and regional value chain integration. This initiative bottoms up the approach of enhancing the India's competitiveness by tapping into local production, identifying the hub that to at the district level, which are already in place, is improving the logistic and efficiency. Sustainability and ESG consideration. Foreign Trade Policy 2023 encourages the exporter to move towards environmentally sustainable and socially responsible trade practices. Anticipating the global expectations under the framework and such as the European Union Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBMA, and ESG adaptation, that is ESG reporting standard, that is environmental, social, and the governmental authorization. Now let us understand a little bit deeper on this RODTEP, that is remission of the duties and taxes on export products. When export products are exported, there is incentive scheme which is developed by the government of India under foreign trade policy, that is called RODTEP. That scheme was implemented by the government of India to replace the merchandise export scheme which was in earlier policy, and ensures that its adherence to the WTO compliant framework. This scheme, RODTEP, aims to refund the exporters the embedded taxes and levies that are not reimbursed through the other means. So, these may include the duties on electricity used during production, VAT on fuel consumption for transportation, and other state or local levies. By providing such remissions, RODTEP enhances the competitiveness of Indian exports in global market and ensures the fair cost recovery for the exports also. The scheme RODTEP covers all the sectors which is offering an electronic rebate directly credited to the exporter's account through the ICEGATE portal under this scheme. Therefore, it is more attractive to the exporters. The transparent nature and paperless framework underscores the government commitment to simplifying the trade process. Like RODTEP, RoSCLT is also rebate of state and central taxes and level. Rebate of state and central taxes and levies. There is a rebate provided by the state and central government on the taxes paid by the exporters, and levies is levied to the exporter while exporting the goods. Under this RoSCLT, specifically, exporter in the textile and apparel sectors are covered, and their need is understood under this RoSCLT scheme. Under this scheme, there will be refund of taxes and levies incurred during the production and the export of the garment and made up, such as state VAT and CST on inputs. So at the time of manufacturing of that, whatever taxes, levies, and whatever is added into the cost of manufacturing, that will be getting benefited, refunded to the concerned exporter or manufacturer. This may consist, that is, central sales tax on inputs used, then electricity duties, then central excise, and the fuel which is used, on which whatever duty is paid, that is getting reimbursed to the textile exporters or garment exporters for the expenses incurred by them during the process of manufacturing. The scheme is designed to boost the India's textile industry by enabling it to compete more effectively in internationalization of the market. Similar to RODTEP, RoSCLT ensures the remissions are credited electronically, fostering the streamlined and efficient reimbursement process. In addition, this scheme, RoSCLT, align seamlessly with India's ambitions to position its textile exports at the forefront of global trade while maintaining the compliance with the WTO norms. Both the scheme, RODTEP and RASCLT, are exemplify India's shift towards the remission-based export framework that prioritizes the fairness and competitiveness and the global integration while adhering to the international trade standards. Now, let us look from the policy perspective, the INR-based trade settlement. From policy perspective, application trade finance perspective, we have separately discussed under a separate chapter. Now, under policy, what the government thought to bolster the international trade and reduce the dependency on other foreign currencies, Indian rupee-based, INR-based trade settlement have need to be introduced, which is offering the exporters and importers the option to transact Indian rupees. This initiative is particularly aimed at for fostering the trade relations with countries which is facing the foreign exchange constraint or those seeking to diversify their currency basket. The process begins with the authorization of the bank in partner countries to open them the special rupee vastro account, that is SRVA, with Indian banks. Okay, so correspondent bank abroad can open special vastro rupee account SRVA with the banks in India so as to deal with import and export of that country and their country's importer and exporters. The authorized Indian banks, that is AD category 1 banks, coordinate with their counterparts abroad, those are called as the correspondent bankers, to facilitate the creation of these accounts with severe which serve as a cornerstone for INR based transactions. So exporters invoice their goods and services in Indian rupees, specifying the payment terms directly which linked to special rupee vastro account. Import payment similarly, it is invoiced in INR, are credited to the correspondents SRVA, that is special rupee vastro account, maintained by Indian banks. The adjustments are made electronically, ensuring that transparency and efficiency is maintained. Once the payment is received in SRVA, that is special rupee vastro account, the bank holding the account reconcile the transactions and manage the currency exchange when it is required. The settlement process is streamlined through the use of India's robust banking infrastructure, including RBI-regulated real-time gold settlement, that is RTGS system, and NEFT, that is NEFT payment system. So these systems guarantees the funds transfer remains accurate and on time. In addition, exporters benefit from reduced currency conversion cost. Also, exporters are getting benefited, and the process ensures the greater financial stability and insulating the trade transactions from fluctuations in major international currency. Thereby, when earlier they used to make a losses, now actually the position is reversed and they will start making profit, okay, regarding the charges and conversion cost. The Indian rupee based trade settlement framework also promotes the economic ties with the partner nations, supporting India's ambitions to boost the global trade while ensuring the resilient financial ecosystems. Now let us understand about some of the challenges that foreign trade policy may face ahead after the policy is implemented, 2023 policy. First challenge will be the global economic uncertainty. Global economic uncertainty. Because of the geopolitical tension, inflationary pressure, supply chain disruptions, and the potential recession in the major economies like European Union, USA, and China, this is continued to be threatened the export demand and trade financing cycles. Next challenge will be the limited awareness and the access among the MSME. Many micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs are lacking the awareness about the new trade schemes, export procedures, digital platforms. So limited access to the affordable and timely trade finance remains the bottleneck that needs to be opened up, and that is one of the major challenges. Next challenge will be the infrastructure and the logistic bottlenecks. Despite the policy says that there will be reforms, there will be a high logistic cost. There will be a port congestion. There will be limited last mile connectivity reduces the India's export competitiveness, particularly from non-coastal to hinterland regions. Next challenge will be the compliance and documentation burden. Here, FTP 2023, which is pushing the digitalization, but exporters are still face the procedural delay, maybe over documentation and overlapping the regulations from various agencies like Customs, DGFT, and RBI, overlapping regulations. So all these regulations has to be put together and streamlined. Then WTO security and the policy space constraints. The export subsidiary scheme, whatever was earlier, have attracted WTO scrutiny. Now there is a limited policy space for the new incentive, making it imperative to innovate within the compliant and facilitating the framework. Another challenge is the skill and technology gap. This is rising always of the digital trade, sustainability standard, and a complex non-tariff barrier, which requires the exporters to upskill and adapt the technological areas where significant capacity building is needed. Another challenge is the slow uptake of INR trade mechanism. While Indian rupee trade settlement is encouraged, widespread adoption remains as a constraint by the lack of global banking arrangement, forex convertibility issue, and the partner country readiness. Next one will be the monitoring a real-time policy execution. The dynamic nature of foreign trade policy 2023 always demands the agile governments, agile governance, constant monitoring, and real-time update, ensuring that policy coherence across the state sectors in an ongoing challenge. Now let us understand the future outlook as far as the policy is concerned. Future outlook, the long-term policy vision, if you look at, is of making India a trusted global trade partner, which has resilience, sustainability, and innovation in international commerce. Future outlook can be assessed across the several key dimensions, such as rising role of India in global supply chains. With global manufacturers diversifying their sourcing away from the traditional hubs, India is poised to emerge as a perfect or preferred alternative, especially under the China Plus One strategy. Foreign trade policy 2023 emphasizes on making India for the world, enhanced logistic and district level export support this shift. Second one is to mainstream INR trade settlement. The policy encouragement of INR based trade settlement is expected to grow as more countries and enter into a bilateral arrangement with the India. More and more such countries you gather, there will be more and enhance the capacity of the banks also for correspondent banking relationship. Over time, this could strengthen the India's monetary sovereignty and reduce the external vulnerability associated with the foreign currency reserve. Third one is a technology-driven trade facilitation. India is expected to leverage artificial intelligence, blockchain, and digital logistic platform for further streamlining the export-import process. The move towards end-to-end paperless trade will improve in compliance, reduces the cost, enhances the global competitiveness, particularly in micro, small, and medium entrepreneurs and e-commerce players. Then sustainable and the responsible trade. Under this, the future trade policy, FTP, is likely to be integrated a climate and ESG related commitment. ESG means, government related, whatever the schemes are there, like ESG, India is preparing for the exporters to align with the green trade norms such as European Union's CBAM, sustainable sourcing, and the carbon footprint disclosures, which will become the essential for market access to the developed economy. Therefore, this ESG, that is environmental and sustainable green energy or green source, is very, very essential for the sustainable and responsible trade. Global Trade Partnership and FTA. By introduction of Indian rupee, many countries has brought from the perspective of the settlement in Indian rupees brought together, and many bankers in those countries becomes the correspondent bankers of the banks in India. So India is trying to expanding its network of the free trade agreement also in free trade agreements with the countries such as Australia, UAE, Canada, and UK. These FTAs, free trade agreements, will open new market, reduce the tariff barriers, and provide the long-term stability to the Indian export across the sectors. Now, policy and the real-time governance. Shift to the rolling trade policy, that means there is no sunset clause. Rolling trade policy means every year it will be renewed. It will be likely to be renewed or it will be renewed. It is ongoing process. So this model enables the continuous policy update through the DGFT notification, allowing for the dynamic responses to global development. And this flexibility will be vital in navigating the uncertain geopolitical landscape and evolving World Trade Organization rules. Finally, in conclusion, we can say that India's foreign trade policy is not just a document of the regulatory intent, but it is a strategic blueprint for global trade leadership. By embracing the innovations, sustainability, and international alignment, India is well poised to significantly expand its share in global exports and establishes itself as a resilient and future-ready trading nation. This is all about the foreign trade policy, which is newly introduced in the year 2023, somewhere after April. This will be a continuous policy, year-on-year basis. It will be amended. Various schemes have been incorporated into it. And thereafter, this will be a continuous live policy. So friends, thank you very much here for this foreign trade policy particular chapter. Thank you.